Francis Parker, IPS School 56, serves K-8 students near the Martindale-Brightwood neighborhood. It has several different mentoring programs that bring at least 30 volunteers to their students on most school days. Community coordinator Maria Wright started volunteering for the school as a parent and now works to empower other parents. Wright says she sees the results of mentoring firsthand.
We've had children jump like 2 grade levels. And I don't want to just say that it's Rita, because it's a team effort with, you know, the teachers, the parents, and other outside activities as well. What I see, and probably the little social work background, is I see children developing self-esteem.
One of the mentoring group's 100 black men spends the lunch hour with the boys. Richard Rowley, a mentor for the past 5 years, says it's all about developing relationships.
Sometimes the kids just have a topic that they want to talk about. And so we just take that and sit it aside and say, okay, what do you guys want to talk about? Well, this is happening in the school, or this happened.
And those casual conversations are important. Over time, mentors gain trust and respect from the kids who form a bond with them. The 100 Black Men Mentoring Program uses specific lessons. When students open up, deeper subjects coming directly from those lessons can surface, like how to deal with anger.
We get a chance to not be teachers and talk about things that, like we said, character building, everything from anger management. We've been working on anger management for the past couple weeks. And there's a technique to use called STAR, where they have to stop, think, act, and review.
Like many volunteers, Rowley discovered that in the act of giving, he was also receiving.
I felt like I'm going to come and I'm going to give them all this information. But it's when the kids really begin to respond, they show the respect that we demand in the classroom. And when we start actually seeing that and hearing that and getting the response and seeing the maturity of the young guys, because they're 5th and 6th graders, but when we start seeing the maturity, that's when I see, whoa, you know, wait a minute, maybe I did have a positive impact on these young men.
If all of this has you thinking it's time to become a mentor, local resources including 100 Black Men and United Way's Read Up program are listed, along with the audio for this story, on our website at WFYI.org under the American Graduate link on the Community tab. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.